We're announcing today 499 new or upgraded base stations in outer metropolitan, regional and remote Australia. And the total investment is $385 million. The Abbott government committed $100 million. We've also secured significant funding from a number of state governments, and I want to acknowledge the contribution of New South Wales with $24 million, Victoria $21 million, Queensland $10 million, Western Australia $32 million, and Tasmania $350,000. Those governments have worked cooperatively with the federal government because we all share an interest in ensuring that rural and regional communities can get the best possible coverage.
Now, according to the government, this is going to see coverage expanded wholly or in part around 3,000 of the locations, the black spot locations nominated as part of this consultation period. It's a little under half. How did you decide which ones would get the base stations?
Well, essentially, it was the application of the rules in the guidelines, and we had an algorithm that allocated points to each proposed base station, weighing up all of the factors. So number of square kilometres that will now get coverage that didn't have it, number of kilometres of major transport route, and so on.
Did that come into it?
Well, not expressly, but there was a requirement that every state get at least 10 base stations and the Northern Territory needed to get at least 5. So certainly that factored in remoteness there. But also some of those factors played out better for remote locations. So number of kilometres of transport route, it's much easier to get that up to 60 or 100 k's if you've got, for example, a base station that's on an intersection of a couple of transport routes in a remote area that's pretty flat. You can easily get to 60 or even 100 k's or more in terms of the total number of transport routes that now get coverage, and that factor tended to favour more remote areas. The factor of number of premises that will now get coverage obviously tends to favour the areas that are a bit more populated.
We hear from farmers, that not just farmers, people living in rural, remote, regional areas, that their big concern here is that mobile phone black spots are a health and safety issue, that when something goes wrong, if you can't get help, you're in big trouble. What are some of the stories you've heard about why this is important?
I've travelled to around 40 electorates around the country, held over 60 community meetings over the last 18 months, and some very clear messages come through. The first thing that people talk about, as you've mentioned, is safety. Farm accidents, road accidents, responses in natural disasters, bushfires, floods, and so on. These are all situations when people very much want mobile coverage. But then the next thing that comes up is economic factors. So, for example, tourist operators will talk about the fact that their guests expect to have mobile coverage, and they talk about the fact that today, if you're in a capital city and you decide to go bush for the weekend, what you do is you jump in your car, you drive out from the city, you pull out your smartphone, and you start looking for a place you're going to book to stay at. So if you're driving through a region that doesn't have coverage at that time, then somebody who owns a guest house or a motel in that region has lost the chance to get that business. Farmers talk about wanting to be able to do things like sell wheat on the futures exchange online while they're on the tractor. All kinds of examples of technology being used in agriculture which depend upon connectivity. Education. A lot of people around the country are using the mobile network for broadband where the fixed broadband isn't good enough. Now, separately, the Abbott government is working on the national broadband network, but nevertheless, in terms of mobile, a lot of people talked about wanting to get improved mobile coverage for the broadband for education. So as mobile becomes a more and more integral part of life, and bear in mind there's some 34 million mobile services in operation in Australia, so quite a few people have more than one, then those areas that don't have mobile coverage are disadvantaged.
Now, the flip side of this, of course, the people who are going to be getting extra coverage will be very excited about that, but it does mean that we are looking at more than half of these nominated areas that have missed out. The government today is also announcing a second round, $60 million of federal funding for further improvement of the network. Would you expect that that $60 million may also leverage extra funds from the states and the private sector?
Well, look, we certainly hope that we'll again be able to leverage additional money to add to the impact of that $60 million that today is being announced for mobile black spots round two. And I'm very pleased that we are able to make that announcement. People who did miss out under round one, we will very much be encouraging to come forward under round two. And so certainly we look forward to round two. to a further extent mobile coverage issues in regional and remote Australia.